Cincinnati Public Schools Chief Information Officer Jeremy Gollihue says districts continue to be big targets for hackers.
We have hundreds of thousands of attempts almost daily that we fend off. Our systems are pretty good at that, and we're very fortunate we haven't had an attack that's been successful.
But hackers have been successful in other places like Maryland right before Thanksgiving, as you hear in this news report.
Virtual classrooms confined to a computer screen for months, now the playground for cyber criminals.
Baltimore County Public Schools has been the victim of a ransomware cyber attack.
And it's not just Baltimore County. The security company SonicWall says ransomware cases are up 40%, and hackers are demanding an average of $230,000 now from schools to gain access to encrypted data. Gollihue has been talking to his counterparts across the U.S.
You know, everybody's really nervous. The overall landscape has changed, and there's definitely been an uptick. The most common attack going right now against K-12 with the switch due to the pandemic are ransomware attacks.
IBM surveyed 1,000 educators and administrators K-12. Nearly 60% say they haven't received new cybersecurity training for remote learning. Over half say the budget is a barrier. IBM's Director of Security Innovation, Christopher Scott, says because of the rush to go online last spring, cybersecurity wasn't fully addressed.
But as they were making that migration into online learning, there really wasn't a focus on how do we secure all of these new aspects that we're taking on? How do we secure our conferences? How do we secure our systems? And that's why I think we're really concerned with our ransomware attackers and other attackers taking advantage of this time while they're doing this conversion.
Cincinnati Public Schools Gollihue says the first question he asked was, how are we going to educate these kids remotely? And then what about safety and security? They work to secure each individual device with new software.
It took hundreds of thousands of dollars, essentially, that we're talking about in the overall design change that we had to put directly towards either the procurement of laptops themselves, the software for the security, as well as what we designed around our connectivity solutions and offerings.
Gollihue developed the platform to last so it doesn't fail later.
One of the next things we're looking at is, some cloud-based security layers that allows us to control things even before they get to necessarily Cincinnati Public Schools. Just out in the internet, on the World Wide Web, those kind of things, we can see much more of the attacks coming before they get here.
He says it's a never-ending battle, and so does IBM's Christopher Scott, whose company is offering 6 school districts $500,000 grants to shore up their security. The deadline to apply is March 1st. For those schools who don't get the grants, what can they do?
Well, one of the things that we do focus on is preparedness. Are you thinking about what would happen if something was down? Who would I contact from a law enforcement perspective? Do I reach out to the FBI? Am I collaborating even with parents? Like, if we think about this collaborative and communicative nature, we have a lot of experience out in the world. Focus on collaboration. We're all in this together. We're all here to make sure that our children are educated in a safe, secure environment.
The Nonprofit Consortium for School Networking has been tracking legislative efforts to get schools the money they need for cybersecurity, among other things. 27 states, Washington, D.C., and the federal government introduced nearly 100 bills last year. Out of that, 10 new laws were adopted. Schools might want to start setting aside money now. The global education technology market is expected to account for 5% of all education spending by 2025. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.